No. Nuno, really good to see you. Can we just start with the latest team news? I know there are a few players missing on Friday night. Is there any update? Any of players that weren't available might be available tomorrow?
Yeah, the players that were out, they have joined the group, even though they are not 100%. We have decided to have them around, the cases of Tayo and Anthony. And Felipe also start training. So we decided as a group to bring them to the squad.
Have they got
Even though they are not totally ready. Yeah.
Have they got a chance of playing some part tomorrow night?
That we'll have to decide after. We're going to see. Now they're going to be with us and then we'll decide.
And what's the situation with Divock? Is he available for selection?
No, he's not. He's not. He's still on treatment.
And there's been a lot of reports about whether AC Milan might recall him at the moment. Is there a possibility he might go back to AC Milan or potentially then move further afield? Is that something you're aware of? Or?
We don't know. We don't know what can happen in these last days of the market. We shall have to wait and see.
Wait and see. Are you expecting a busy few days, though, off the field with potential incomings, maybe some potential outgoings as well?
Yeah. We spoke about that before. 3 days to go. We have to wait and see what's happening.
And how active are you in those conversations that are happening?
As a club, we are active. We are trying to reach our targets. It's clear what we want and what we need. But it's a tough window to operate. It's sometimes not possible to get what you want, so we are waiting for developments.
Obviously in the summer, transfer deadline day was a very busy day for this club. You know, for the fans, could it be even busier on Thursday at all?
I cannot tell you much. We are working. My job is clear, is to try and always be aware of situation, but my focus is on preparing the team and trying to get it right. And wait to everybody to do their job.
Is it a bit of a tricky period at the moment because of the amount of players that you have out with regards to six players still away on international duty at AFCON, the injured players, Nuno not available tomorrow against his parent club, and then the transfer window happened at the same time? Does that create a difficult challenge?
No, it's not much different from what we've experienced the last weeks. We have players out at AFCON. We have injuries that limit our options. But what we have to focus is clear. It's the match of tomorrow, nothing more than that.
Okay, let's move on to the match of tomorrow.
Yeah.
The challenge of Arsenal, a team that have played just once in the last 3 weeks. How difficult are you expecting that to be tomorrow?
A difficult one, tough one. Arsenal is one of the best teams around. We know the quality of their players, their manager. We expect a tough match.
Can you lean on the positive results the club have had against Arsenal here at the City Ground in the past? Won the last three, and in particular that game at the end of last season as well?
Yeah, what we rely is the atmosphere at the City Ground. We know that it's always important to get this energy from our crowd, our fans, and go for the game. The memories are good, but totally different. So new game, new situations.
How much of a positive did you take from the clean sheet Friday as well on reflection? I know probably frustrating that you've got a replay again to contend with in the FA Cup, but was that a real positive to get the first clean sheet under you?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. It's a big step for us as a team to try and pursue that goal. Always keep the clean sheet. It allows us to always be in the game, and with the quality and the talent that we have ahead, we can solve it.
I know you touched on it just briefly after the game about Jurgen Klopp moving on at the end of the season. We've seen over the weekend that Xavi is moving on from Barcelona as well, citing the stresses that come with the job of being a manager. As someone who's been in management for over a decade now, do you feel like it's tougher now, mentally, than it ever has been?
No, it's always tough. Me, personally, since the beginning, it's a job that demands a lot from you, a lot of energy. But this is what we do. me personally, as long as I'm motivated and wanted to be around the game, but I respect all the decisions and understand that Jurgen, for example, have decided to take a break. It's his own decision.
Thanks, Nuno.
Thank you.
Thank you. Damien?
Just one from me, Nuno. Yeah. You've had some success against Arsenal in the past with Wolves, I'm thinking back to the days there. What are the things that you have to get right to beat them?
We have to play good. We have to play good. There are things that we have to improve in terms of our performance as a team, but to play whatever. For us, it's not who we have in front of us. It's what we want to do with the game. And what we want to do tomorrow is to compete well, against a tough team. We have to defend well, and we have to attack. We have to go for the game.
Thanks, Damien. Jake? Oh, sorry, Natalie.
Nuno, just wondered how you felt about having to squeeze in another game, after the cup game on Friday night. It's a busy time for you again.
Yeah, we're going to play 4, the 7 and the 10. It's going to be a tough week. But before that, we have a tough one. So we are focused on tomorrow. And hopefully when that moment arrives, we will have more bodies around, more players, more options that can allow us to go through this tough week that we're going to have ahead of us.
And what are your thoughts about players going out in the transfer window? Is it looking likely, forgive me because I know you've spoken about this, but is it looking more likely that there'll be more outs than ins during this January transfer window? How do you see it going?
We have to wait. Things are, we are working on that aspect, the players that will go out, but we always manage them properly. It has to be the right one, the right decision, that everybody has to be happy with the situation. That the future for the player is very important to take care of that. So I cannot tell you much. We have to wait.
How hard is your job at the minute with the amount of players at AFCON and the injuries? I know you say it's tough and that's how it is, but how are you finding, the mood in the camp and the weekly grind at the training ground? You're not getting much time on the training pitch at the minute.
No, it's all about recovering the players, trying to prepare them for the match with the options that we have available. This is what we focus. We know that are missing, some players are missing. We have to wait and have them back, but it's always hard. It's always hard to not having too many options and solutions.
And just finally for me, a month here, are you enjoying it? Tomorrow this place will be, a light. It will be a cauldron of noise out there. Do you have a message to the local fans?
We cannot thank them enough. Even when we are away from home, they are there to support us. And tomorrow we rely on them to give us a hand.
Brilliant, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Natalie. Jake?
Hi, Nuno.
Hello.
Just one follow-up from me. I just wanted to check, you said the players are back with the group. Does that include Taiwo?
Yeah. Taiwo, Anthony and Felipe.
How's Taiwo's recovery coming on?
He's in the process of recovering and getting the fitness levels right. It was our decision to bring them to the group instead of waiting them to be 100% ready. We decided to join them. And after that, we will decide. But even Taiwo, Felipe made one training session today. He looks well, but he's not ready. Anthony made 2 training sessions, Taiwo the same, but it was our decision to have them around and start being with the boys.